The Quest for Independence is a guidebook that tells the tale of two visually impaired teens and their journey from high school to college and beyond. Join them as they discover new skills, tools, and superpowers that allow them to bravely face new challenges and overcome obstacles. Let the journey begin. It's early afternoon on a warm, sunny, end-of-summer day in Massachusetts. Puffy white clouds skitter across the blue sky, and there's just a hint of fall in the cool air. The ivy-covered brick walls of a community centre building shine in the sunlight. Our teens, Alex, who is 18 and fully blind, and Sophia, who is 14 and partially blind, are arriving at the centre to meet with a counsellor from the Massachusetts Commission for the Blind. Alex approaches the door to go inside. Sophia's mum pulls a car up to the curb, and Sophia gets out and makes her way inside the building.
Bye, Mom. I'll text you when I'm ready to be picked up.
Okay, honey. Have fun. I can't wait to hear what you learn.
Once inside, we see Alex sitting at one end of a bench in a hallway. He is dressed in jeans, sneakers, and a snarky graphic t-shirt. His dark hair is short, neatly styled, and he's wearing dark glasses. Alex holds his white cane loosely in his hands, propped against one knee. A doorway off to the left has a handwritten sign taped to the door which reads, MCB Meeting. Sophia approaches the bench and greets Alex.
Hey, how's it going? I'm Sophia.
Hey, I'm Alex.
Sophia sits down at the other end of the bench. She looks disheartened and sad, with a black cloud over her head. The purple highlights in her hair reflect her dark mood as she lets her hair fall over her face. She often hides behind her hair, wishing she was as invisible as she feels. She notices Alex's cane and dark glasses.
So, I don't want to be rude, but can I ask when you went blind? I mean, can you see anything?
Yeah, I was born that way. What's your story?
Sophia's eyes are welling up, and a stray tear runs down her cheek, which she quickly rubs out.
I can still see a bit, but it's getting worse. My doctor says I have to be declared legally blind.
Both teens are seated on the bench. Sophia's head is down. Alex has a grim expression on his face, holding his cane across his knees.
I know. I won't ever be able to drive or anything like that.
Like, what now? I just want to be like other kids.
All it shows are the outlines of Alex and Sophia's faces against a dark and shadowy background. They both look lost and sad. Sophia is thinking, ugh. Alex is thinking, what am I supposed to do? The door to the room is opened by our MCB counselor, Mr. Preets. He's wearing a tan-colored shirt and red sweater vest, khaki pants and dark leather shoes. Mr. Preets has a friendly look about him. He's in his mid-40s, slightly disheveled, with messy dark hair and a small potbelly pushing through his sweater vest. He carries a white cane with a red tip and wears dark glasses.
Hey folks, I'm Mr. Preets. I'm a counselor with Massachusetts Commission for the Blind. We call it MCB for short. Just give me a minute. I'll be right with you. I need to grab something.
Mr. Preets leaves the frame for a split second and reappears as a larger-than-life version of himself. Fully revealed as MCB, superhero and counselor extraordinaire. He's taller, his shoulders are broader, he's strong, powerful, and confident. The sweater vest is gone. He's looking snappy in a long flowing trench coat and cool sneakers. He has a scarf tied round his neck. His coat is open to show a bold MCB insignia on the front of his shirt. He still carries his cane with the red and white markings and wears bold wraparound glasses. MCB is talking to Alex and Sophia. Even his voice has changed in the transition from Mr. Preets. It's deeper and more powerful, but still friendly in tone.
Look, I get it. You're upset about being declared legally blind. But it's not the end of the world. It doesn't change who you are. It's not your full identity.
Alex doesn't realize yet that MCB is visually impaired.
Easy for you to say.
How do you know?
Well, I have low vision, so I totally get it. I've turned what some people call a disability into my superpowers.
MCB holds up the index finger on his left hand to emphasize the first important step on the journey.
MCB has many programs that help us, but first you have to be registered, and then the doors start to open.
A close-up shows MCB holding his cane in front of his chest in his right hand. There's a small circle with the letters MCB on the side of the cane, a few inches down from the top. This circle is a lens that allows MCB to project images from his cane.
I know how you feel. Let's not focus on what we can't do. There are all kinds of things we can do.
He points his cane and it starts projecting. The teens and MCB are silhouetted as dark shapes at the forefront of the panel. A large map depicting the journey is beaming out from MCB's cane. The map shows the five main steps of the activities that will help our teens create their plans.
MCB has mapped out an adventure. The journey is not always going to be easy, but I'm here to help. Things will change along the way. It starts with your plan. And since mind reading is not one of my superpowers, you need to be an active participant and tell me what you're thinking. So let's explore.
MCB holds out his hand. Two key rings with round tokens attached sit in his palm. The tokens have the MCB symbol embossed on them, the same symbol from the lens on his cane.
Oh, and since you came to see me, I have something for you. Take these key rings to remind you that I'm here to help. For every activity you achieve along the way, you'll get more tokens.
Alex and Sophia take the key rings. They are both smiling and happy with this little gift.
Wow, cool, thanks.
Chapter 1, Dark Clouds. MCB paves the way. This chapter is about job exploration and counselling. It is later that same day, and they are discussing the journey. Alex and Sophia are beginning to trust MCB about their individual situations.
Let's start with how you figure out what's possible. At this point, you can just try a lot of different things.
MCB, Alex, and Sophia are sitting in a corner area of the room in front of a window. MCB is in a chair. The teens are comfortably perched in beanbag chairs on the floor.
But how can we do that? I have no idea what I'm going to be.
This is the perfect time to think about what you like doing. That will help you decide what you study or where you might get a job. For example, I love the guitar. When I was a kid, I thought I'd be a rock star in a band.
We flash back to show MCB as his younger, junior alter ego, Mr. Preets, in high school. He's wearing the same style sweater vest and dark glasses, but instead of his khakis, he has shorts on and is playing the electric guitar loudly. He is also out of key. There's a group of people watching him play. They are covering their ears, begging him to turn it off.
No!
But I was a terrible guitar player and was never going to be a star. But I got an after-school job in a guitar store. We realized that even though I was blind, my hearing was awesome, and that helped me to be the best and coolest guitar tuner.
The flashback continues, showing the younger Mr. Preets meticulously tuning a guitar perfectly.
It's not just about what you like to do. It's the combo of what you like to do and what you are good at that will lead to your success.
Back in the present, MCB projects an image from his cane. The image shows the screen of a computer with a career website open in a browser window.
So let's explore using one of our online tools. By the way, learning about assistive technology can be a huge asset for you. One of your superpowers. Like in this case, you can use a screen reader to help you. Sophia, what do you like?
I really love animals.
On the computer screen, we see the search field populated with animals and the location as Massachusetts.
Okay, let's see what comes up for animals.
A list of results come up that shows animal trainer, animal care worker, veterinary assistant.
Looks like there's all kinds of things you could do, from caring for animals to animal training.
Sophia has perked up and looks excited about the idea.
That's cool. It would be fun to work with animals.
Great. Let's find out what we can come up with.
MCB calls out to his virtual assistant.
Hey, virtual assistant. What animal shelters are near here?
Yes, I found two shelters near here. Do you want their names or addresses?
Let's write this down in your plan, and then later on you can talk to your mom. You can call them and see what they have for volunteer opportunities, after school or on weekends. That would give you some wonderful experience.
Sophia is writing a note in her journal with a big, bold pen. The note says, call animal shelters and talk to mom about volunteering.
You'll run into a lot of people along the way who will be able to help you make connections. Don't be shy about building new relationships every chance you get.
MCB turns to Alex to ask what he likes to do.
I'm on a FIRST robotics team at school, and I'm one of the outreach leads. I enjoy helping the new students coming in. I think they look up to me because of what I've been able to do as a blind guy.
Have you thought about becoming a counselor or a teacher?
Well, maybe. Do you have any ideas?
MCB projects an image of a cool-looking science teacher. She's smiling and has her glasses pushed up on her head.
How about if I introduce you to a friend of mine who just became a science teacher? She's someone you could talk to about what courses you need or even what colleges you might want to check out.
Chapter 2. New Things. Explore your options. This chapter focuses on work-based learning. It's a week later. We're back in the same community centre office. Sophia's mum is attending the first part of this week's meeting with MCB. She has never attended a meeting and has been curious and was happy when Sophia included her. Sophia has decided to try for a volunteer position at the animal shelter. MCB, Sophia and Sophia's mum are sitting around a table. Sophia is filling out the application.
Great news, Sophia. The animal shelter job could be really fun. It's wonderful your mom is joining us. Let's get to work on the application.
Okay, what should we put for experience? Sophia hasn't had a job yet.
Are there any other things we could mention?
A cutaway scene shows Sophia walking a pack of dogs on leashes along a tree-lined path through a park.
How about dog walking and pet sitting for the neighbors?
We zoom back to a close-up of MCB.
Yes, that's perfect to show that you have related experience.
Looks like things are going well. I'll be back later to pick you up.
Bye, Mom. Hi, Alex.
MCB and Sophia are sitting at the table talking.
Yes, let's get this wrapped up. Later we can conduct a mock interview.
What does that mean?
I'll pretend to be the manager at the shelter and I'll ask you some interview questions. You can practice what you would say at the interview to help you prepare.
A close-up of Sophia's face shows her looking concerned.
What if I get the job and then find out I'm not good at it, or I don't like it?
I'm sure you will be good at it. But if you don't like it, that's okay too. Your first job is not going to be your last job. It's the experience that's important. You'll probably try a lot of different things.
Okay, I'll try.
MCB is happy that Sophia is on the right track. He now turns to Alex.
Hey, Alex. How'd the meeting go with my friend the science teacher?
Great. She was cool.
We cut away to a scene that shows Alex talking to the science teacher and the teaching assistant.
I found out she has a teaching assistant in her class now, and it's a paying job, even for a student. Do you think I could be a TA once I'm in college?
MCB, Sophia, and Alex are gathered around a table.
Of course. Let's make sure your resume is up to date with your AP Science and FIRST Robotics work.
Your friend said I could come back and shadow her TA for a few days to learn more about what the job's like. Do you think that would be a good idea?
MCB has a big smile on his face. He is happy that Alex and Sophia are actively participating. He's proud of how far they have come in a short time. He knows there'll be bumps along the way and wants to keep encouraging them.
Yes, that's a great idea, Alex. Both you and Sophia have a chance to explore things you like and build your experience without making any big commitments. It's about trying things out to help you learn about different jobs. Remember, it's all part of the journey.
Chapter 3. The Path. Empower yourself. This chapter is about transition counselling. It's 1 month later. We find Alex and Sophia back at the community centre with MCB. MCB is standing with his hands in his pockets. Alex and Sophia are sitting side by side at the table.
Welcome back, folks. How have things been going?
I had a couple of interviews at the animal shelters. I was bummed I didn't get chosen for the first one, but the second one worked out. I volunteer on Saturdays.
And how's that going?
Sophia seems happy and excited.
I do a lot of different things with the animals, and I get to help people adopt their pets. And I even got to hold a hedgehog. The people are great, and I'm learning a lot. I love it.
It's clear from Sophia's body language and tone of voice that she's become more confident over the past month. She is starting to come out of a shell. MCB smiles broadly and is thrilled to see the change in Sophia.
That's great. Working with the staff, the public, and the animals helps build lots of different superpowers. From confidence, to determination, to compassion, who knows? Maybe you'll become a veterinary technician, which is a vocational program. We can help get you ready for that if you decide that's what you want to do after high school. We've got a few more years to figure it out.
We zoom back to show Alex and Sophia sitting side by side, across the table from MCB. They are outlined as small figures against the backdrop of a wall with multi-paned windows.
How about you, Alex?
As you suggested, I've started making a list of schools, and even went on a virtual tour of one.
MCB is standing with his left hand in his pocket. His MCB insignia is slightly visible in the opening of his trench coat. He is shadowed in a blue glow. A cutaway image shows brochures, admission papers, calendars, and other college-related materials.
That's great. Let's work together to get your admission applications completed.
We cut away to Alex on a video call on his computer.
And let's arrange some video calls with alumni from these schools so you can talk about their experience.
Alex and Sophia look a bit worried. They are imagining all the money needed to pay for school. A big, bulleted list of all the things they think they will need, tuition, textbooks, assistive technology, and more, is displayed between them.
That's cool. But, you know, I've been kind of worried about going to college. We don't have a lot of money, and I know tuition is expensive. Plus, I need a new laptop.
Yeah, my parents both work, and they don't have a lot of time to drive me to school if it's far away.
As expected, our hero puts a positive spin on things. Beside his smiling face is the same list, with a big red check mark beside all the things that Alex and Sophia were concerned about.
Well, there's great news on all that. The MCB program can help with tuition, textbooks, assistive technology, and more. We're even here to help you get ready to live independently if that's what it takes.
MCB has his cane out and is projecting the map, and they are looking at the map.
Really? MCB does all of that for us?
MCB projects an image of Alex and Sophia's future, showing them as graduates in cap and gown. Alex has a huge smile on his face. He holds his diploma in his right hand. Sophia is triumphantly waving her diploma in the air. They both look happy and confident.
You bet. No matter what path you take, high school, college, vocational school, or what job you end up in, you can trust that MCB is with you all the way.
Chapter 4, Balancing Act. Put your best foot forward. In this chapter, we talk about workplace readiness. The discussion has progressed to thinking beyond college. Sophia, Alex, and MCB are talking about how to prepare to work and live independently. MCB and the teens are silhouetted. MCB is holding his cane in front of him, and an image of the map projects from the lens. The edges of the image are framed by a galaxy of blue and black dots. On the map is a list of key points that relate to workplace readiness. Contact info for supervisors, new skills, new responsibilities, letters of recommendation.
It might seem like building your career is a long way off, and we know things are going to change along the way. But the more you do now to get ready, the better. Let's talk about some of the things to keep track of in your plan. If you don't write them down, you will forget. Trust me, you're going to need it down the road.
MCB, Sophia, and Alex continue the discussion.
Sophia, is there anything you did while volunteering that would be good to put in your plan?
It was really busy. The problem is, lots of times I had to stop what I was doing to help with something else. It was a bit stressful, but I figured out how to go back and forth and not let it bother me.
That's great. Let's make sure we add time management to your resume. What about you, Alex?
Things are going really great. The teacher says I really help the students understand the concepts, that I have patience, understanding, and intellect.
Alex, that is great. You should ask her for a letter of recommendation. Start saving these letters to use if you need a reference in the future.
MCB is sitting in his chair, facing Sophia and Alex, who are lounging in their beanbag chairs. They all look comfortable talking with one another.
Planning for a future job isn't just about experiences and resumes. You need to develop some soft skills.
Huh? What are soft skills?
Well, it's everything from how you present yourself, your body language, your tone of voice, and how you interact with people. Sometimes you need to practice to get it right. Here's some examples of soft skills that relate to job interviews.
MCB sits up and projects another list from his cane. It reads, show up on time, listen carefully, prepare and practice for common questions, dress appropriately, learn how to greet people.
By the way, I learned about dressing appropriately the hard way.
We flash back to Mr. Preetz as a teenager in his standard outfit, sweater vest and glasses. He looks embarrassed and has a frown on his face. He's pulling the front of his vest forward and he's looking down at a huge coffee stain.
I went to an interview thinking I was looking really good. But when I got home, my mom pointed out a huge stain on my vest. I was so embarrassed. I learned that I need to have someone look me over before I go to a meeting.
MCB has a big smile on his face and a sparkle on his teeth. We get the impression that behind his dark glasses, he just might be winking.
Well, there's lots to think about, but it gets easier as you go along. All our MCB counselors are here to help you get interviews, practice and prepare. The point is, we've got your backs.
The truth is, the answer is not always going to be yes. You will face adversity. You will scrape your knees along the way. Be patient and persistent. Develop resilience. Every interaction is a chance to build your network and your skills. Chapter 5. Rise up. Showcase your superpowers. This chapter focuses on self-advocacy. It's a week later. MCB and Alex are in the meeting room. MCB is in his chair. Alex is in his beanbag. Sophia hasn't arrived yet. Sophia rushes in the door, out of breath.
Sorry I'm late. I had to go to the eye doctor.
Oh, no problem. Nice new glasses.
Sophia is wearing her stylish new cat eye glasses, tinted blue with dark frames.
Yeah, my vision is getting worse to the point where I can't wear my contacts anymore. I have had to switch to these, but at least they are kind of cool.
I like how you put a positive spin on it. That's a nice lead into our next topic. How to talk about your abilities, but not deny your disabilities. How to showcase your superpowers. Sophia, what's one of your superpowers?
Sophia looks hesitant and responds quietly in a shy voice.
Well, I don't think I have a superpower.
MCB is sympathetic to her feelings. He recognizes that sometimes it's difficult to see your own successes.
I think you do. I remember you're really good at calming pets and their owners. I bet that works at home when your little brother is upset, too.
Yeah, I guess.
So that means one of your superpowers is empathy. You are sensitive to other people and you can help them feel better.
Sophia is smiling. She did not remember that story. But she's happy MCB remembered. And she reflects on how much has changed since she first met Alex and MCB.
I'm starting to understand.
This is a way to get comfortable talking about your abilities. Think about what you do well and how that makes you unique.
MCB turns to Alex, who is smiling like he has a fun secret to share.
I've already been working on this a bit in my college applications. One of the things that helped me is to look back in my journal for things I was good at and stuff I liked.
Wonderful. All those notes you took will come in handy as you write down your own story. Don't be shy to talk about your accomplishments. Let me share another story from my past. I was interviewing for a job, and when they found out I was blind, they thought I wouldn't be a fit. They said I would have trouble getting to meetings.
A projection behind MCB flashes back to Mr. Preets in high school. He's dressed once more in his sweater vest and glasses, with his cane, walking across a busy intersection with lots of traffic.
Well, I had to tell him I've been learning how to travel independently and get around with my cane since I was a little kid. I got that job, and I didn't have any trouble getting to the meetings.
A montage of assorted activities appears. There is someone pouring coffee, a person getting on a bus, and others cooking, doing laundry, paying bills. There's a directional sign with a hashtag, adulting. The Massachusetts Commission for the Blind offers mobility training that gets you navigating and travelling on your own. MCB also assists in teaching you to use non-visual techniques or your remaining vision in the best way possible.
The point is, sometimes employers only see our disabilities. They don't see our superpowers. Our job is to show them why hiring us is the best choice.
MCB and the teens appear in a vivid projection. They are all superheroes now. They are flying in the air, their capes flowing behind them, canes in hand and arms outstretched.
Our experience shows that we have guts, we adapt, we have overcome obstacles, we have persevered. We have proven that we are more than capable. We're the kind of people that employers want to have on their team.
Our fearless trio imagines using their canes to zap an invading alien in a glass dome flying saucer. The alien is waving his octopus-like arms, and his mouth is open in a scream of anguish. The trio rescue falling babies and leap tall buildings to save the day.
There is no alien or falling babies, and obviously we can't leap tall buildings. But when you help others and do the right thing, it sure feels like you did.
It is our job to stand up for ourselves and be strong. It's up to us to tell those people who think we're less capable that our blindness is not a weakness, it's a strength. We are more than capable. We are superheroes. The journey continues. As we near the end of the journey, our teens decide that getting support from MCB and leveraging pre-ETS services is the ticket to their future. Alex, Sophia, and MCB are shadowed in front of a large image with a glimpse of the future. Sophia is working with an adult vet beside her. She's holding a cute little hedgehog in her hands. Alex is in college, working in a science lab with other students around him.
Stay with me in the program, and together we'll succeed.
The journey ends with our teens passing triumphantly under an arched gateway topped with a large sign that reads, "The path to prosperity is paved by perseverance." Beyond the gate, a winding path leads off into the distance and the future. Sophia and Alex see themselves transition from teens to accomplished, independent young adults working in jobs they love. To be continued.